We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Shabbat. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, the final Mishnah of the sixth Perek. Yotze'in Be'vitzat HaChargol. A person can go outside on Shabbat into Reshut HaRabim wearing Be'vitzat HaChargol, a chargol's egg that's worn for the purpose of healing earaches. The egg of a chargol, that's one of the four species of grasshoppers that are listed in the Torah at the end of Parashat Shmini. And so the egg of a certain type of grasshopper would be hanging from a person's ear that would apparently heal earaches, the Baal Tanura explains. And so therefore, since it's for the purpose of healing, a person can go out with that hanging from his ear on Shabbat. U'beshen shu'al, or with a fox's tooth, which apparently would solve sleeping problems. People who had trouble sleeping, the Baal Tanura explains, when they had insomnia, they would wear the tooth of a dead fox to help them fall asleep. And people who were excessively sleepy, if they slept too much, they would wear the tooth of a live fox to keep them awake. So that's called Beshen Shu'al. U'bemasmer min hatzaluv, or a nail from the gallows of one who was hanged after someone was executed by the Bedin. So his body was hanged on a gallows before the body was buried. So a metal nail or a spike was driven into the gallows to keep the corpse from falling. And the Baal Tanura explains that that nail or that spike would be used to help on a wound, to reduce the swelling of wounds. So all these cases, a person can go out with them, mishum refu'ah, divrei Rabbi Meir. If he's wearing them in order to be healed from these types of sicknesses or pains, Rabbi Meir says it is allowed to go out on Shabbat with it. B'chachamim omrim, chachamim say, however, not only on Shabbat are you not allowed, af b'chol asur, mishum darkei ha'emori. Wearing these items is forbidden even on a weekday, because of the prohibition against following the ways of the Emorim. Rashi explains in the Gemara, and of Samech Zayin, that the Chachamim hold that such type of remedies, metaphysical remedies, they came from the superstitions of the Emorim who lived in Eretz Yisrael before Eretz Yisrael was conquered. So all such remedies are asur, they're forbidden under the pasuk of Uvchukotehem lo telechu, not to walk in their ways. Rabbi Meir held, however, that any medical remedy that doctors consider effective, such as those listed here in the Mishnah, are not included in the Issur. Now, I must say, just to make note, that the Baal Tanura has the reverse girsa than what we read in the Mishnah. I just read to you that Rabbi Meir is the one that says that you are allowed, and Chachamim say you're not allowed because of Darkei Mori. The Baal Tanura has the reverse. It is Chachamim who say that it is allowed, and Rabbi Meir is the one that said that even in the weekdays, it's not allowed. And the Baal Tanura says, however, the halacha is that kol davar sheyesh bo mishum refu'ah en bo mishum darkei ha'emori. Anything that is for the purpose of healing, for the purpose of refu'ah, is not considered darkei ha'emori, and it's not a prohibition of uvchukotehem lo telechu, and it would be allowed to be used. So that is the end of Perek Vav. We begin Be'ezrat Hashem, Perek Zayin, Perek Klal Gadol, a fundamental Perek in our Masechet, which will teach us the Lamed Tet Melachot, the 39 labors that are Asur on Shabbat. And so Mishnah Aleph begins with the following statement. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbat. The Chachamim stated a very fundamental rule, a major rule, about the liability of bringing a korban chatat for chilul Shabbat. The following rules are important and fundamental when it comes to understanding when a person is chayav chatat for chilul Shabbat and when not. So here we go. Kol ha-shocheach ikar Shabbat ve'asa melachot harbe b'shabbatot harbe eno chayav ela chatat achat. This is the first rule. Let's explain. Kol ha-shocheach ikar Shabbat. anyone who forgets the basic commandment to keep Shabbat, which means he forgot that the Torah prohibits melacha on the seventh day of the week. And as a result, what did he do? He performed many melachot on many weeks, on many Shabbatot. So now, and then at one point he's told that what he has been doing is asur, is chilut Shabbat. Eno chayav elachatat echat. He is obligated to only bring one korban chatat to atone for all of them, because since he committed all these desecrations as a result of one single mistake, that one single mistake is that he forgot the basic commandment of Shabbat, so therefore he is liable to bring only one korban. That's rule number one. Number two, Hayodea ikar Shabbat, someone who knows the basic commandment to keep Shabbat, ve'asa melachot tarbe b'shabbatot tarbe, but he forgot that the day was Shabbat, and as a result, he performed many melachot on many Shabbatot. It happened many weeks that he thought that Shabbat was a weekday. He didn't realize that that day was Shabbat. He knows about the Isur of Shabbat, but every time Shabbat came, he thought it was like a Sunday. And so he performed many melachot. In this case, chayav al kol Shabbat v'Shabbat. Here, he's obligated to bring a separate korban chatat to atone for each separate Shabbat that he's desecrated. Not for each melacha, but for each Shabbat, because his mistake was on the fact that he did not know that that day was Shabbat. So each week where he was mistaken to think that that day was not Shabbat, he's chayav a korban, one korban chatat for that Shabbat, no matter how many melachot he did on that Shabbat. The third rule is, hayodea shu Shabbat, someone who not only knows about the mitzvah of Shabbat, but he knows that today is Shabbat, ve'asa melachot tarbe b'shabbatot tarbe, but he forgot which actions are prohibited. So as a result, he performed many melachot on many Shabbatot. Chayav al kol av melacha umlacha. He's chayav to bring a korban chatat to atone for each av melacha, each category of melacha that he violated. Which means here his mistake was not about the overall mitzvah of Shabbat. It wasn't about the day of Shabbat, but it was about the melachot. He forgot that these melachot are asur. So for each and every category of melacha, he has to bring a separate korban chatat. Now the Mishnah continues and says, what about if he did many melachot, but they all belong to one chief melacha? He did many toladot. Toladot means derivatives of one chief av melacha. Ha'ose melachot arbe me'en melacha achat, someone who performs many melachot, but they are all under the category, they're similar to one av melacha, which means they're all toladot of one melacha, then the halacha is eno chayav elachatat achat. He's only obligated to bring one korban chatat to atone for all of them. Which means the case is the person knows that today is Shabbat, but he forgot which actions, which melachot are asur. In this case, he forgot the toladot of the melacha. So therefore, since he performed many toladot, but they all belong to one melacha, he brings only one korban. So in contrast to the previous case in the Mishnah, where he mistakenly performed different avot, or he performed mistakenly toladot that belong to different avot. So in that case, he's obligated to bring a korban chatat for each and every separate av melacha that he violated, right? But in this case here, he performed an av and its own tolada, or several toladot of that one av. For example, let's say he ground wheat into flour. So that's the av melacha of tochen, of grinding. So he ground wheat, and he also chopped vegetables into small pieces. And he made it sawdust. Now both of these things, chopping vegetables into small pieces or cutting wood to make sawdust, these are toladot of the av melacha of grinding, of tochen. So since in this case his multiple transgressions came really as a result of only one mistake, which means he forgot the isur of one category, of one av melacha, so therefore he's chayav to only bring one korban chatat. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve Amen.